Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Secure Your Life. I am your host, Diamond Taylor. We have a great show for you. This is Mosaic Monday, the segment where we're talking about various financial topics, on-time solutions from A to Z, real talk, giving you no-holds-barred solutions, advice, and lessons on how to end your financial nightmare, where the audience asks the questions and we search for the solutions. It is all about you on Mosaic Monday. And welcome. Happy Monday, everyone. And before we do anything, we must play our disclaimer, and I will see you right on the other side of that. But if you would like to join us at the beginning of our show, you can join us at area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343, or you can join us in the chat room. The chat room is open and waiting for your questions and or comments there. We're also on Twitter. That's Twitter at Secure Your Life, as well as Facebook. So that's Facebook at Secure Your Life. And here again, as I said before, we are willing, able to take your questions and or comments. If you have some, or if you would like to join me live, you can do so. But we're going to play our disclaimer, and I will meet you right after that.
It is time to do a little housekeeping and give you our disclaimer for Secure Your Life. The views and opinions expressed on the show may not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the host, the sponsors, this station, and that of Pericon Productions. The content and or information that is referenced and referred to on this program are intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. We encourage our listeners to seek direct consultation from a qualified, licensed, and certified professional. The purpose of this show is to provide an open forum where one is free to express his or her opinion. In a no-holds-barred discussion about money, personal finances, and business matters. Now, it is time for you to sit back and participate and enjoy the show. And once again, thank you for joining us for Secure Your Life.
All right, we are back, and as I said before, we have a great show for you this evening. We're going to be talking all about credit and credit repair at the top of the hour, and then at the conclusion of our show, before at the bottom half of the hour, we're going to be talking about the mortgage meltdown. Are you struggling? So I would like to hear from you. Also, any other topic that you would like to talk about, we're also open for that because this is Mosaic Monday, where we talk about a variety of topics this evening. And if you just joined us, you can talk to me live as area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. You can also join me in the chat room. The chat room is open. You can tweet me because we are on Twitter. So that's Twitter at Secure Your Life, as well as Facebook at Secure Your Life. Now, we're going to start our show talking about credit and credit repair. So many people are having a bit of a time with their credit, and I would like to start off by saying that you need to definitely guard your credit like you would your children. Because it is very, very important that you do so. And to find out whether or not you are credit worthy or to test your credit worthiness, you need to first, before anything, you need to find out exactly what is on your credit report. Now, we had talked about this on previous shows before, and this information is vitally important because you do not want to be one of those that have experienced identity theft. So those of you all who have actually experienced identity theft, I would like to hear from you. So we are going to help you on this show on how to rectify and get to the bottom of that as well. The phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. Now, one of the things that I'd like to definitely discuss with you is about the three credit bureaus, because these are the people who are like what you would consider the gatekeepers to your credit report. They actually are the ones that actually take the combination of everything that you do with your credit, whether or not you have credit cards, how you're paying on your credit cards, your utility bills, your mortgage, your rent, anyone that reports to your to the credit bureaus, and there are three of them. Actually, there are more than three, but there are three main ones. And you want to definitely know what is on your credit report. Now, I'm going to give you the name of the three major credit bureaus, and that would be TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. Now, they also have 800 numbers, as well as you can also write to them, and you do, and you are guaranteed every year a free copy of your credit report from each and every one of them. So you do not have to pay for your credit report. You don't have to sign up for any credit monitoring or anything like that. You actually are due every year a free credit report from all three major credit bureaus. And again, that is TransUnion. And their phone number is 1-800-688-8255. 877-780-7289. And if you don't have a pen handy, I'll give you a chance to get a pen, because you're going to want to know their phone number as well as their website. And I will be reviewing these at the before the conclusion of the show. So when we wrap things up, you will have a chance to hear these phone numbers and web addresses again. Again, TransUnion's phone number is 1-800-680-7289. Their web address is www.transunion.com. So that's TransUnion.com. So that's transunion.com, www.transunion.com. And you, again, are given every year a free credit report by all three credit bureaus. The next phone number is Equifax. Their phone number is 1-800-525-6285. Again, Equifax phone number is 1-800-525-6285, and their web address is www.equifax.com. That is EQUIFAX.com. That is www.equifax.com. Now, Experian, their phone number is 1-888-397-3724. Again, that is 1-888-397-3724. And their web address is www.experian.com. That is EXPERIAN.com. Once more, that is www.experian.com. Now, my advice to you is take advantage of your free credit report, and you can actually spread these out. You don't have to get all three at the same time, but do note that all three major credit bureaus actually report differently. So you do definitely want all three of your reports, because some creditors might only just report to maybe two or one. Some report to all three. So you need to know exactly how you are reported and actually whether or not that information is accurate, because a lot of times your credit score is lower due to inaccurate information. So you definitely want to make sure that you're getting all, that they're getting all of your correct information. That means that your address is correct, that your places of employment, your residency is correct, that your that all of the information, that all of your accounts, the account numbers, match what you have on file for the account numbers that you have and not someone else's. So you definitely want to make sure that every bit of information that is on all three credit reports are indeed correct. And there are measures you can take to actually correct those, and we'll get on with that later on in our show. But right now I'm going to open up the phone line because I want to hear from you, and also we'll be taking questions and or comments from our chat room regarding credit and credit repair. And we're going to also be talking about identity theft as well. So if you have been a victim of identity theft, I'd like to hear from you. The phone number is 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. And I'm going to go to area code 312. How are you?
I am fine. Good evening.
Good evening. Well, I have a question. Have you or anyone you know have been a victim of identity theft?
I have, and it was a very, very bad case. Very bad.
Okay, so it was a complete nightmare.
That was past a nightmare. That no one should have to go through that.
Okay. Now, can you tell me what exactly, how did you find out?
When all of your assets in the bank are locked down and you can't take out a dime.
Okay, so your accounts were frozen.
My accounts were frozen, and I received a subpoena from the federal courts.
Oh, my.
No, my.
So yours have escalated. Yours escalated beyond the normal type of identity theft.
Yes. Yes.
Wow, I am so sorry to hear that.
So
what was the first thing? Right, what was the first thing you had to do in order to rectify that?
We actually wound up having to get, we had to get an attorney who could deal with, who actually could deal, because of the business at that point that my husband was in, he was in import exports, which is a very, very, very tightly heavy, very rule-orientated business. So we actually had to get someone that was the right attorney. We could not get a general attorney. We had to get an attorney that specialized, one that understood the import-export business as well as, see, he had business overseas as well as here. So he had to have one that understood both, and that was the hardest, one of the hardest parts was to find the right attorney. Then the second hardest part was realized during that time we had no income. We had money in the bank. We couldn't touch it. So we had to rely upon both of our parents, the kindness of their hearts. They were paying our bills until we could get this validated and give them their money back, which we could in cash. The money was sitting there, but we cannot touch it.
What a horrifying feeling.
Yeah, and I mean, it took us 2 months to go to court. So in the meantime, we were working. All monies were frozen. Anything that we received in regards to a paycheck or getting paid went straight to the judge and the case. And we had to report it to them, which was not a problem. We stayed, you know, we weren't up and up in the first place, but all our assets were frozen. We couldn't go out of the country. We couldn't go out of the state.
Wow, you did have an extreme case. Now, normally what happens with identity theft, it's usually someone, that, you know, whether or not you have used your card at a department store or someplace, and they've actually taken a carbon copy of the card, and went on a little bit of shopping spree themselves. Or it could have been, usually it's probably someone that you do know. Sometimes friends or relatives get into your personal affairs, and they can actually access your social security number and actually take out credit and, you know, use your information to gain access, turn on electric, you know, utility bills and stuff like that. So those are some of the things that could actually happen where you get identity theft. Sometimes it happens online where someone gains access to all of your personal information, and therefore they're using your information in order to buy goods and services. So you have to be really, really careful about that. And you need to report it immediately when you find out that you have been a victim. But the only real way to find out is if you do pull your credit. Yes, unless you are a part of a credit reporting alert type of program where they'll alert you if someone has tried to use your credit. You know, they've had cases of identity theft where someone has actually tried to open up and buy a car or even get a mortgage, and you don't find out anything. And if you don't have one of those credit alert programs, if you're not a part of that kind of program, then you won't know. But if you do have a credit alert, then they will let you know immediately. And one of the programs I do know is LifeLock, and LifeLock definitely lets you know immediately if someone is trying to steal your identity, because before they can do anything, they have to go through the measures of making sure, LifeLock will make sure there's so many security safeguards with them that before any account can be taken out, you are alerted to make sure that it's you. But I'm going to open up the phone lines right now. And I want to know, here's a question. Have you or anyone you know have been a victim of, or have you heard of any horror stories about identity theft or issues involving credit or even your bank account? Has that been compromised where you had to have something fixed, to whether or not it was even the phone bill? Someone has actually tried to steal your phone service and move it someplace else, or any of your utilities. If someone tried to open up an account and actually move your service to a different address, if you have been a victim of that, I want to hear from you. Phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. All right, 815, you are on the air. Good evening.
Hey, good evening, Diamond, and how are you this evening?
I'm doing great.
Yeah. Oh, this is. Oh, anyway. Oh, some years ago, someone stole my phone service.
Oh my God!
Right, they actually stole my phone service. I picked up the phone one day and it was dead. And I had to get to an outside line, and I was in. Well, I forgot it. Well, it's been so long ago, I don't remember the full details of it. But what happened was I had to go to a payphone to get in touch with the phone company, and they told me that I was informed that my phone service had been moved to another address. And what happened, I did not request this. So anyway, we went around it. They went around and told me to check it out. And found out that what had happened, they found out who the culprits were, and it seemingly that their phone had been turned off, and they had somehow got it back in my name, and had my number moved over to theirs. I've never found out how they did it, but the person, the representative, told me that. If anybody tried to, no matter who was at that address, those people, the people that actually tried the theft, they could move away. But the next person that moved in, they would have a hard time getting phone service at that address because of that particular event.
Oh, my goodness. That is horrifying.
Right.
I can just imagine your horror finding out that your phone was disconnected, and then when you inquired about it to find out that someone indeed has taken your phone service and moved it to a different address.
Right. I have the foggiest notion. Oh, I guess what they would do, it would be just as if I were to call and say, well, hey, I live at so-and-so and such street, and I'm moving over to so-and-so and so-and-so street. Okay,
right.
Ron, we'll move you over there. You know, and I guess that's how they did it.
Right. That just as if you were moving, then you would put in, you know, you would call them and let them know, I need my service moved to another address, and then they would do that. But see, that is a horrifying feeling when you did not, one, request that. Now, I think what the utility companies now, what they do, because I think they have had, like, a big swarm of people who are victims of that.
Mm-hmm.
So now, before they move service, they send a letter identifying to make sure that you indeed requested the move. So you may call in the request for your service to be moved, but before they actually move the service, they would actually write you a letter, and they would say, this letter is to inform you that a request for service to be moved to, and then it would actually give you the other address.
Mm-hmm.
And then if this is not you, please contact us immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, they have put safeguards because they are responsible. And so if it's not you that put in that request,
mm-hmm.
then that's just to safeguard you as well as them so that they don't get sued for moving your service and allowing someone else to get your service.
Oh, so they could. Oh, so they would tell me my new address.
Correct. On the
okay,
yeah, because right. Oh, on
so
the letter would state. The letter would state if one. This is a letter to inform you that a request for removal of service has been put in, and we'll put the date in there, and they would also the address to where your service is supposed to be moved to. And if this is not, if you did not request this, then they would like for you to call them immediately. And that's the way they do things now because so many people have become victims of just exactly what happened to you.
I had never heard of that. I had never heard of that. And this was long before they started this thing with identity theft. But the thing being is that, you could get an attorney and sue those clowns.
Oh, yes. Yes, you can.
As a matter of fact, legally, isn't that some kind of fraud?
That is fraud.
Okay. Yeah, that's just fraudulent
that is
activity.
That's definitely fraud.
Yeah, well, I have heard about people say they'll lose the phone service, and then they'll take their child's Social Security number and his name or her name and get the phone in the child's name.
Yes, mm-hmm. And here again, that is still fraud.
Right. I've heard about people doing that. I don't know. How it works, but I have heard about people actually doing that. And I'm thinking, because on previous shows, you have said that you could end up with a bad credit report, say that when you were 3 years old, starting when you were 3 years old.
Right.
And not even knowing it because your parents use your Social Security number. And they defaulted on whatever it was they had purchased, and now they'd still be looking for you on it, or
well,
it would be on your report.
It would be on the report, and that's why I have said on previous shows, and I'm saying it on this one, that you need to get a copy of all three major credit bureaus. It is very important that you do this. So that you know exactly what's on your credit report. And here again, if your parents or any relative or even a friend utilizes your information to gain credit, that is considered fraud. So if you were indeed 3 years old and now you are 18 or even 20, 21, and now you actually are old enough to obtain credit yourself, and you find out that you're being turned down, and it's not because of anything that you've done. It's not because of the fact that they'll say that you don't have any credit history, so therefore they're turning you down. They're turning you down. The letter says you're being turned down because of derogatory information on your credit report. Then you definitely need to pull your credit. Because you haven't even established anything, which means you have been a victim of identity theft.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, if that is the case, when you look at all three credit reports, you'll see exactly the dates, the year, and you could say, hey, I was 3 years old when this happened. And they have to remove it.
Right. What do you mean? Who in the devil was I calling at the age of three? Oh, well, let's see. I made a call to the North Pole to talk to Santa. That's it.
Well, right. But the whole point is, a three-year-old is not going to have in their own name an American Express, a Visa, a MasterCard. You're not going to have utilities in your name. You did not get a mortgage,
right.
Nor did you buy a new car.
All right.
So, therefore, you know, you really you do need to check this out. And not only that, there have been instances where people have made up Social Security numbers that just so happen to be yours, and they've utilized your credit without you knowing. Especially this has been a fact that they've even found it where relatives who have been deceased, someone has actually created identity theft on them.
Mm.
Believe it or not. So, you know, there are places where they will sell your Social Security number and, you know, your Social Security and all other kinds of identifiable information.
Ask the immigrants. That's what they
right.
do. That's what they use. That's what they use. 9 times out of 10, they'll get the list of all the people who have died, and that's how they get the list. Of, and then somebody will sell them off to them, and all of a sudden they call and you talking about your mother old da-da-da-da on the credit report, and you going, if mama opened this account, I want to know why that happened.
Right.
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 She got a scary MasterCard.
And believe it or not, it is happening every day. So this is why you definitely need to make sure and put up some safeguards. And the number one thing that you can do is pull your credit report. It is vitally important that you do so. And report identity theft, even if it is a relative or a friend. You need to report it. And then the next thing that you can do is you can actually ask to have those accounts closed. Or even temporarily, you can ask for a replacement card and close those accounts, including your bank account. So you might need to do that. And when opening an account, you can actually utilize other information. You know, first and foremost, your Social Security card is not a form of identification. It says that right on the card. So you do not have to give anyone your Social Security number. You know, you really do not have to give anyone your Social Security number, except for, of course, the Social Security people when you're trying to draw your Social Security, and, of course, you know, the IRS when you're trying to file your taxes. But, like, at the doctor's office, you do not have to give them your Social Security number because guess what? Whenever you go to the hospital or a doctor's office or the dentist's office, they give you an account number, their identification number for you. They give all of their patients with an identification number or what they call a medical record number. So why do they need your Social Security number? Do not give the school your Social Security number. They do not need it. Even if they ask for it, you can say no because you have a student ID number that has nothing to do with your Social Security number. There have been so many people who have been victims of identity theft because of the fact that you haphazardly throw your Social Security number on everything, and you don't need to do that. You can actually tell them, no, I choose not to give out that information. Instead, this is still identifiable information. You can give them your driver's license number in lieu of your Social Security number.
Yeah, and what do they need your Social Security number for anyway?
They really don't. They use that as a form of identification. Which
and
on the card,
the Social Security number does have, believe it or not, people don't understand this either. Your Social Security number has some very intricate statistical data in there.
Yes,
it tells
it does.
Your when your birth date is, when actually you were born, what your race is. And I'm missing one. But it gives certain data, but you have to know the codes.
Oh, it's just by those numbers?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm.
Because if, like, your age group probably has 00 something, the ones, because I'm in my 40s, most of those are, most of those begin with 3-4-3. Then the 6-2 is 9 times out of 10 your year, and then the, it's all coded. So I can tell you your, I can tell you where you were living, essentially, what your what decade you were born in, and what year you were born in, and what's your ethnicity. But I have to know the codes.
And then here's the thing: they have it where it's coded, where the middle digits of your Social Security number, whether it's odd or even, determines the race that you're in. If you're a minority, 9 times out of 10, those numbers are always even numbers. So you need to be, you do, you need to guard your Social Security number like you would your child. Definitely.
It's
I mean, because... Right, I mean, because it is some, it's vital information on that, and then you don't need to be throwing it everywhere. Everyone does not need your Social Security number, especially if they're going to give you an account number that they're going to identify you with anyway. So, therefore, why do you need my Social Security number? So you need to be very aware. And then ask them, what do they do with the information? Where is my information being stored?
And why do you need it to?
And why do you need it? Because that is important to know.
Mm.
You know, just check your credit card number. Are you just going to haphazardly just throw your credit card number anywhere so that everyone can see it? No, you wouldn't do that. So the same thing with your Social Security number. You're not going to allow just anybody to see or use that. So you need to be very astute and make sure that you have knowledge about this and ask them, where is my information being stored? Between the time that I write this down, how many people actually have access to this information? Because you want to know that, and that is very important. Between the time that you write this information down to the time that they take the information, how many hands does this information go through, and where is it stored?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's important information. If you just joined us, you're listening to Secure Your Life. This is Mosaic Monday, and we are talking about credit repair, as well as identity theft. And we have covered a variety of information. And one of the most important things is protecting your Social Security number as well as your credit card numbers. You definitely need to protect that, your bank account numbers also. You don't want to just have that hanging around anywhere. And you do need to make sure that if you have to give people your Social Security number, you need to know what are they doing with the information, and why is it that they need it in the first place? And you can also call us if you'd like to speak to us live. The phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that's area code 347-884-9343. And if you have been a victim of identity theft, we want to hear from you. We want to know, what did you do to solve that problem? And if you're still having that problem, then I have some information for you that actually can help you start the process of getting your, as you say, your life back, for one thing, and secondly, to actually stop the process of you being further victimized. Because the first thing, if you have been a victim, you must report it. You definitely need to get a police report. You have to pull all three credit bureaus' reports on you, and you need to go through it with a fine-tooth comb. You need to make sure that all of that information is accurate, and if it's not, you need to contact the credit bureaus and let them know that this is not you, and then they need to remove the incorrect information. especially if you're a victim of identity theft. You need to, if your bank accounts have been compromised, you definitely need to get in touch with your banking institution and let them know immediately, especially if you've misplaced a wallet or your purse, anything like that, and it had that information in there. You need to immediately call your bank and let them shut down that account, and they will issue you a new account as well as new bank cards, because you do not want someone to go on a shopping spree on you. That would be very bad. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people have had that happen to them. Someone in the chat room just said that they had a horror story. Someone stole their purse and decided that they were going to go on a shopping spree. They went through all of my credit cards and was giving away gas at several different gas stations.
Oh, boy.
Well, at least they were charitable.
Yeah.
So they had, in the course of 3 hours, they have been through 10 different gas stations. Wow. And she said one of the cards was a bank card, so it was attached to her bank, her checking account. So this is why it is vitally important for you, once you know that your purse or wallet have been compromised or missing or stolen, however, you must make that report immediately and then contact all of your credit card companies as well as your banking institutions and let them know, once you get that police report, I have been a victim of identity theft, or I've been a victim of the fact that someone has stolen my wallet. Now they're using my credit cards, my bank card, and I need this rectified so that they can put a freeze on your account. And, of course, it's an inconvenience for you because you will not no longer be able to use it. But it's one of those things that the sooner you report it, the better it is for you. And that's vitally important that you do that. You also can make a file a complaint with the Federal Trade Commission and let them know that you have been a victim of identity theft. And they have a complaint line that you can actually go online and get that too. But I will give you their 800 number. So the Federal Trade Commission's 800 number is 1-877-438-4338. Again, that is area code 1-877-438-4338. So they definitely, you definitely want to contact them immediately because they actually can do some things for you also that will help with dealing with your identity theft problems. We have a whole lot of great information. We're not going to actually be able to cover all of it in this particular show, but here again, I thought that it was very important. Actually, we had someone from our audience actually emailed this, and they wanted this to be a topic because they were a victim of this. And just like 815, it said that their utilities were actually sent to another address. The same thing happened, but also with our audience member, they said that the person actually bought a piece of rental property utilizing their Social Security number and information. Which means in order to do that, that meant that the person had to go to the extent of actually getting an either driver's license or state ID with their, you know, with their face and that other person's information. It's amazing how far these people will go in order to steal your identity and utilize your credit.
And, you know, Diamond, the thing of it is that also people don't understand, watch your medical records.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. You definitely need to watch your medical records because you don't want everybody to have that information. Because your medical records is all about you. It has everything in there, all of your identification. It tells you about what illnesses you have, what tests you, everything. And you don't want everybody to have that kind of information, and you need to know how many hands, how many faces, how many eyes are actually going to have access to this information about me. You know, I'm pretty sure if you're like me, I'm not one that is overly paranoid, but I am cautious to the point where I do want to know these things. You know, this is important to me. And, you know, if your medical records have your Social Security information on it, then you definitely need to talk to them and find out why do they need that information. Since they're already going to give you, they have their own identification system. It is not necessary for them to have your Social Security information. And, of course, they're going to try to fight you on it. But you still can protect your information by asking them why do they need it.
Give me a Medicare card.
Right. I mean, they have a medical record number for you that has absolutely nothing to do with your Social Security number. So if that's the case, they need to utilize the number that they're going to give you anyway and not use your Social Security number. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe that a lot of colleges have stopped utilizing the last four digits of the Social Security number as identifying their students because of that.
Yeah, I think they actually have numbers, you know, regular, like you said, student ID numbers for them.
Right, and they've always had student ID numbers, but they have chosen a while ago to use, you know, the Social Security number because I guess it is a number that is definitely identifies who you are. But unfortunately, too many people had had access to that information. So, you know, it used to be that especially if you were in college, you could look up on the board and actually get your grade. It would be posted along with your Social Security number. That's not cool.
Oh, boy.
From an instructor's point of view, that's true.
You know, it's like, wait a minute. I'm looking on the board along with every person that is in my class with me, and depending on the college that you go to, it could be anywhere from 30 to 100 and something if you're in a lecture hall. So you're looking on a list, and everybody's Social Security number, including yours, is there. That's not cool. Go ahead, Ron. What were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say, why is it up there anyway?
Well, that was what they were using. They're no longer using that method, but that is what they were using to identify the students. So that you can actually have easy access to your grades. So you just look on the board, you know your Social Security number, so you see what grade you have received for that mark period.
Okay, but you see the thing being, okay, let's say my name was Ronnie Jones. Okay, hey, we got a number of Ronnie Joneses here. Okay, how many Ronnie Joneses was in Professor Smith's class and took social sciences or whatever, or theater studies?
Well, here's the thing. It's based on the actual time period in which you know, if you took that second period, then you know that, you know, but you know your own Social Security number. So that's why they did it like that. So instead of using the name, you know your Social Security number. So you look for your Social Security number, and then you go and you see your grade.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is that your Social Security number is used to identify you, so that means that you have access to everyone's Social Security number.
Their
That's
Social Security number and their name is on the board.
No, just the Social Security number.
Oh, well, unless you say, oh, that's me, then you wouldn't know.
Well, but it didn't matter.
But you have a group of people sitting around going, oh, girl, look, my last name, my last one is 1576, so now you know who it is.
Okay.
Right.
Well, keep your mouth shut.
But the problem is those numbers were still identifiable. And if you are, if you're the person that is committing identity theft, you don't care whether or not you have the person's name anyway.
Right.
Because with that number,
you can just write down
the number, you can find out.
Hey, you could just come in there. Oh, take your cell phone and take pictures of the board. And just sell numbers like mad.
Yes, you're right.
Huh?
Essentially, you're right.
Right.
And a hacker can do that, and you just gave him the keys to the kingdom.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, use your cell phone and snap pictures of the board and get it printed out and just sell numbers like crazy.
Because they know how old you are. And so all they have to do is figure out what numbers were being used for around your birth date and start plugging them in.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get lucky.
Right.
So here, like I said before, you need to protect your Social Security number like you would protect your children. Because it is you're going to have that for the rest of your life, and actually it is really hard to get another Social Security number. If you've been a victim of identity theft, and you can prove that you were a victim of identity theft, it is possible for you to get another Social Security number, but you have to go to court in which to do so.
Oh wow. Oh, I'll tell you something, a situation I ran into really not too long ago with Borders and my credit card and giving out my credit card number.
Okay.
I don't know if they're still doing this, but I wanted to get something through their mail order. And the guy told me that they couldn't do it with cash. They had to use my credit card number.
Okay.
So I asked him, I said, hey, wait a minute, is there any other way I can do this? He says, oh, yes. He says, you could purchase a gift card and use a gift card on that. And that's what I did.
Exactly. You know, those prepaid, and I tell a lot of people this, and I did this on previous shows also, those prepaid Visas are lifesavers, especially if you're trying to purchase things online.
Yeah, no, this looks like a gift card.
Right. I would advise everyone to do that.
Mm.
Because that way, this card does not identify who you are. It is not attached to your bank account in no way. It is already prepaid, and the only money that's on that card is whatever you paid into it. And if it is ever compromised, they do have a policy on the card. You have to read the fine print that comes with your prepaid card that you can retrieve that money back if it was indeed compromised by identity theft, which means that if you can solidly prove that you did not make this purchase and it was not you, and they can tell that, you know. If something was double charged and you say, hey, I only bought one of those, but I was charged twice, then that is something that is disputable, and you will be able to retrieve your money back.
Oh, see,
so,
Diamond?
You know, yes.
Oh, pardon me. Now, what I want to know, let's say like you're buying and or selling stuff, say like on Amazon or one of the other, or Craigslist or something like that, would that be that card you just mentioned?
Yes, I would definitely use a prepaid Visa or MasterCard with buying and selling anything, especially online. And here's the thing. Even if you're utilizing on eBay, Amazon, any of that, and you can also go to PayPal because that's a good way, too. You know, a lot of merchants accept PayPal, and PayPal has really great safeguards for you as a consumer as well as the merchants. It has a really great policy to protect all parties involved. And you can actually have a prepaid PayPal because you put the money in to your PayPal account. And it's not, you know, attached to anything. No one else can get a hold to your personal information if you're using PayPal. So that's another way
that you can utilize a great service as well.
I'll
so, wow,
that.
You know, go ahead, Ron. What
no,
you
no, I'm just saying, I'll keep that in mind.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just a great way to safeguard yourself. And I do shop online, and a lot of my friends shop online, and they all utilize that. Because therefore, especially since, think about it, if it's a prepaid account, prepaid Visa, then if you only want to spend a certain amount of money, then you can actually budget yourself that way and say, hey, I'm only going to spend this and nothing else, which means you only have access to the money that you put into it. And after that, you're done, which is great because that way, you know, it's a great way to monitor your spending and to manage your money. So, you know, that is a great asset. It's also to protect you while shopping online. So those are some great, you know, great assets to utilize. Well, we only have a few minutes left, and I'd like to recap. We didn't even get a chance to talk about our mortgage meltdown. We're going to have to talk about that on another show. But to recap, I would like to go over some of the things that we talked about this evening. We talked about the three major credit bureaus that you definitely need to get your free credit report. You are given a free one through all three of the agencies every year, so you can every year you can get your free credit report. If I were you, I would spread those out. But if you have anything that you think is compromised on your account, I would definitely get them all at the same time. And if you've been turned down for credit for any reason, you will also be able to have an opportunity to get your free credit report because they do have to give you reasons why you were turned down. So therefore, you are due a free credit report under those circumstances. So it is TransUnion is one of them, and their phone number is 1-800-680-7289. Again, that's TransUnion, and that's 1-800-680-7289. Their web address is www.transunion.com. Then there's Equifax. Their phone number is 1-800-525-6285. Again, that is area code 1-800-525-6285. Their web address is www.equifax.com. Then it's Experian. That is 1-888-397-3742. Again, that is 1-888-397-3742. So those are the three credit bureaus where you can get your free credit report. I also gave you the Federal Trade Commission's phone number. If you were a victim of identity theft, you can call their hotline. It's 1-877-438-4338. Again, that is area code 877-438-4338. Now, I hope you do all do your due diligence and actually check on your credit report and get your free credit report and also protect your credit cards, your Social Security number, as well as your bank card. And we are on tomorrow for Tough Talk Tuesday, so I can't wait to hear from you then. And if you would like to email us, you can. That is SYL. Show, S-H-O-W, at att.net. That is S-Y-L-S-H-O-W at att.net. So we're looking forward to hearing from you. And tune in tomorrow and every weeknight at 10 o'clock. Tell a friend, spread the word about Secure Your Life. And until tomorrow, good night, everyone.
Good night, Diamond.
Good night.